Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. On today's JIG call on Tuesday the 6th of July, we have Edmund Chung, Samat Hussain, Hanshuan Lee, Jane Song, Avri Doria, Rafik Damak will be joining us shortly. From staff, we have Linda Saint-Géry, Christina Nordstrom, Bart Borspinkel, Olaf Nordling, myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies from Gabriela Shitek, Doran Shikmoni, who may be joining later on, or who sends apologies if not, and Fahd Batane. Fahd, please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Edmund.
Thank you, Gisela. I sent out a very brief agenda today, just really two items, the general schedule going forward, and then to, I guess, walk through a draft that I sent out earlier on single character IDN TLDs. I was going to start with the general schedule. I'm thinking that because it really a lot depends on how much we can push forward item number two. I'd like to maybe reverse the order of the discussion, except that we did get an email from Chris Despain just earlier, mentioning about the public comment periods or the particular time frame right now in summer in Europe that we might need to consider slightly longer times. I just want to touch on that a little bit. I wonder if Bart can add to that, and you know, what types of lengths of public comments are more usually what is the length for these type of public comments during this type of time?
Hi, this is Bart. Let me explain normally how the CCNSO deals with working groups and output of working groups. If they come up with recommendations or for council decisions, they are most of the time submitted just prior to a face-to-face meeting. The reason for that is that, say, during a CCNSO meeting itself, so you have the CCNSO meetings, which is the members' meeting, and the council meeting, which is at the end of the members' meeting, is that the members and other the CCTLD community at large has the opportunity to look at, say, a final output, and the council more or less uses that opportunity to see what is the sense of the meeting. And so moving forward, so that's probably the end point is the Cartagena meeting if something comes out, say for a final output of the working group on any of the three topics. So that's the first one. Currently, we have one major public comment period or public comment document, and there will be, and there is a second one dealing with the review. Say the one initiated with delegation redelegation has a public comment period because of the summer period until the 15th of September. And after the 15th of September, they start to work towards recommendations and everything, again, with a view of the Cartagena meeting. Say a second one will be, and there will be a request for the CCNSO review, again, to extend the comment period until the 15th of September. Because, say, from experience, we know that this is a very, very bad time to solicit public comment. And probably that's a difference between the CCNSO and the GNSO. The CCNSO is not very stuck on say a 28 or 20 days comments period. They more or less see when it's the duration depends on the possible input you on the possibility of input. So that was more or less, I think, Chris's concern. If you look at the the timeline you suggested, that say in July, early August, or August, you will hardly receive any response from the CC community.
Okay. Thank you for explaining that. Of course, I guess at least from the GNSO side, and I think really on everybody's mind as well, including the CCs. The board has said that they want to sort of consider the new GTLDs in their board retreat, which is in September, and that was partially what has driven the initial thought on the schedule as well, so that at least one of the items can make its way into being considered. I do understand the consideration from the CCs. I would like to sort of bring up also that because whatever is produced from this group will eventually go back to the respective councils, who would then consider actual policy recommendations. So does that help us in terms of allowing the documents to move ahead, and then leave it back to both councils, which could work in different speed?
I think, as I said, say whatever the output of this working group will be, say the final output on any of these three topics, my guess is, and Jan, please correct me if I'm wrong, but say based on the experience, is the council will consider this after having a discussion at a face-to-face meeting. And that is unfortunately Cartagena. What I could imagine, is if it's for the GNSO purposes, is that the working group moves ahead until it with its draft documents and maybe submit it. But the CCNSO council will probably decide upon it after consultation, after the face-to-face meeting in Cartagena, and we doing some backtracking, you can see, say, summer is a very difficult time.
Understood.
And building on that, moving forward, that would be workable, probably.
Okay, understood. I appreciate that input, and I guess we appreciate that input, and we'll try to take best care of it. So I guess instead of jumping into the actual schedule, I think perhaps looking at the first document, in Brussels we talked about splitting up the three items. So
To close this off, is it an opportunity that, or an idea that you, Jan, and me on email try to revamp the schedule so it both accommodates the needs of the GNSO and the CCNSO?
That would make sense. But I was going to at least first get a sense of how far off we are.
Yeah.
With the first draft, if it's way off, then there's much more work to do, and we would come back and talk about a more realistic schedule. If we're pretty close to this particular item, then we'll come back and talk about how we can speed it up, or at least make it comfortable for the CCNSO, but at a pace that is slightly faster.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
That works. Okay. Cool. So that really brings me to the discussion on the draft that I sort of grafted together. In Brussels, we had a very good discussion. I think we finally finished off the briefing from staff, especially from Tina, on some of the basic elements, and then we started talking about the issues, realize that they are quite different, and probably the variant issue would take a little more time. So in view of the single character IDN TLDs, which seems to have more ground to build on, that's sort of where we were, and so this draft document was put out. I wonder if most people have had the chance to take a look at it.
I'm sorry, I didn't. Yeah. But
no.
That's...
But I guess probably the best way is that we sort of walk through it then. To summarize, there are three main parts of it. First part is really a background of what has been done on this issue, both on the CC NSO side and the GNSO side, and as well on the staff side. And then the second part is a stocktaking of issues, really. So those four issues were identified in our Brussels meeting. And then the third part is some preliminary thoughts on those four items, you know, how we can create policies to address them. So that the whole idea of the initial report is to put it out for public comments, so that, you know, people can we can obtain feedback on whether the approaches, whether the preliminary viewpoints are appropriate, and also whether the stock taking is complete, whether there are other issues that we haven't considered. So those are the three main parts. Now, on the first part, I can, quickly go through the background of related works. As I mentioned, there are three areas. First of all, the IDN implementation working team, which is the staff and board-initiated working team, it had a number of recommendations. A few of the key ones I've taken out, extracted from the final report, critical one being that there's it does not recommend banning one character GTLDs, and also but that policy additional policy considerations at the CCNSO and GNSO needs to be taken into account. And the report also talks about how to define a character, I think that's based on the Unicode Standard Annex 29. And then the second part of the background is the GNSO considerations, the GNSO IDN Working Group and the GNSO New GTLD Report. There were a few key recommendations. Single and two-character IDNs were... that policy were considered that they're they applicable. Single letters, which are single ASCII letters, are reserved. They're not considered for new GTLDs. And single digits, which essentially may be possible confusion with IP addresses, are also reserved and not available. Another important item was two letters, which is reserved for CCTLDs. And then the IDN, the third main part is the IDN CCTLD fast track. So the IDN C final report, there were a number of key policy items that were included in that final report. Which is relevant to this discussion. One of which is that the fast track is for non-Latin scripts only. That's one type of restriction. There's the meaningfulness requirement, which the selector string needs to be a meaningful representation of the country or territory. And then there's also a technical requirement that the TLD be no shorter than two characters in non-ASCII. So in the IDNC TLD fast track, the IDNC final report actually does mention that names should be no shorter than two characters. So, and then there are a number of things just to make sure that we know that there's an ongoing IDNCC PDP, and then there's the ongoing implementation for the new GTLD. There's the ongoing, the actual already implemented IDNCC fast track and such. So one of the key items is whether this group can take the above as a as a basis for working forward, and that's the background session. Any thoughts, questions, ideas?
Edmund, this is Bart again. May I suggest, say, in Brussels, the IDN working group under the CCPDP, and at the meeting session, more or less agreed that the IDN PDP would include Latin as well. So, but that is, they will start off with the IDN definition from the IDN ABIS. So there needs to be at least one, say, non-ASCII letter in the string itself.
Right. So yes, the ongoing discussion at the CCDP PDP is of course relevant. I guess why the reason why I singled out the ones in the IDN fast track is if we want to implement single character IDN TLDs for the fast track, then we have to go back and change those policies as well.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts? Anyone, did I miss out anything that you felt was important, or some of the results you feel should not be included as a basis for this group to consider? Hearing no questions, I guess. Does everyone feel it's a reasonable background that we build upon?
This is Yang, I agree.
Okay. All right, so we move to the second part of the document, which is intended to be a stocktaking of the issues. These are the four issues that were identified in our Brussels meeting. The first of which is the possible confusion with reserved single character ASCII TLD strings. So far, single character ASCII TLD strings are reserved, so there could be a confusion if there's single character IDN TLDs. The second one is whether special financial considerations should be considered. The third one points to the relatively smaller pool of possible names and whether special allocation should be considered. That was number three. And number four that was identified was that because of the relatively shorter string, it may be easier for users to make mistakes and end up at another TLD, another single character TLD, and if given that situation, whether special policy should be considered. These were the four items that were identified in Brussels. Anyone can think of others at this point, or this pretty much, or whether I sort of characterized it appropriately.
This is Bart.
Yeah, Bart, it was Bart and also
Yongam. Yeah, Yongam, please go ahead.
No, Bart, you can go ahead.
As I recall from, say, I didn't attend the full meeting, unfortunately. As I recall, say, one of the probably major factors that's going to be looked upon is if you look at single characters, IDNs, how do they will be viewed as a ccTLD or as a gTLD? And I think what I recall from the meeting is, say, and that's part of the fast track and part of the policy development and part of, I think, the discussion we had in Brussels as well, is the distinguishing factor will probably be the meaningfulness, whether or not they represent the name of a territory.
Okay.
And if they
so,
could.
Okay. I did recall that conversation. I didn't know it was a part of the issue, but that's a good point. So, given a single character IDN TLD, how would people view it, whether it's a ccTLD or gTLD?
And the distinguishing character that, or distinguishing characteristic, I would say, is whether it could be construed as a meaningful representation of a territory.
Okay.
Because I think the more you look at it, a single letter will be very difficult to construe as such. And so it means, so that makes the split between the applicability of the ccTLD rules and practices and the gTLD, new gTLD rules and practices as well, that distinguishes it. Sorry.
Okay. So, I think we have another item that we should consider.
Yeah. And also, I wanted to mention that there was mention of the difference between an ASCII single character and an IDN single character.
Sorry, I didn't quite get that. So.
That there's a difference between, I mean, when we say single characters, and an ASCII single character is very different from an IDN single character.
Okay. An ASCII and an IDN are different, and I guess I'm not sure how to describe it as an item.
I didn't mean to add this as a separate item, but I would mentioning this because I would like this to be discussed at one point.
Okay, cool. So basically, not really adding as an item, but as
right.
Pretty much a statement within the document, so that people understand that there is a difference, right? Is that okay? Cool.
Yeah, this is Audrey. I thought in some way that was already there, but it's good to mention it. But I think the issue that we have on that one is when the IDN single character looks like an ASCII single character. You know, so that's really where we'd have a main issue there.
Right, and that was item number one.
Exactly. So you may just need to expand, in that item number one, include a sentence, albeit that IDN single characters are different than ASCII single characters, etc. I don't have the text in front of me at the moment.
Okay. Cool. Any other suggestions of items to include? Okay. In that case, I guess. Did somebody want to speak? Oh, that was my echo. Okay, so let's go on to the preliminary viewpoints. These are viewpoints that were, again, those four items were discussed, and there were a number of viewpoints that were expressed during our Brussels meeting. So this was just really cataloging it. One of the key items actually throughout all four is, especially on the GNSO side, is whether the current new GTLD policies already take care of the of those issues. And I think on the CCTLD side, also one of the key consideration, first of all, is whether the existing IDN CCTLD fast track policies and implementation already takes care of that particular issue. And then, of course, on the CCTLD side, there's also the ongoing IDN CCPDP. So, on the issue number one, which is the possible confusion with reserved single character ASCII TLDs. So, essentially, the based on the GNSO policy, well, because ASCII CCTLDs are not single character at this point, so that's something separate. But on the GNSO part, there is the there is a policy for not well reserving single character ASCII strings. So the if the there is a introduction of single character IDN TLDs, that you know, if the IDN itself is similar to a single character, or in fact even two character ASCII reserved name, then there might be additional policies that need to be considered. So, based on the discussion we had, of course, one of the main thing is really to handle it like what the current implementation for at the new GTLD draft applicant guidebook already includes consideration for two characters. So a similar approach could be taken, basically saying that any the two character one was basically saying that any two character IDN TLD GTLD that may look like a an ASCII string will not be, you know, basically not be allowed. So we can take that same concept and apply it to single character IDN, saying that, you know, if a single character IDN TLD that is that looks like a single character ASCII or two character ASCII string, then it is not approved. That's one way of looking at it. The other one that we talked about is a policy that might be similar to the IDN CCTLD fast track, where only certain scripts are allowed. In the IDN CCTLD fast track case, it might be it did mention that only non-Latin scripts are allowed. That may be one way to go. Also discuss a possibility of combining those two. So perhaps very similar to what is being the handling of the IDN two-character IDN TLDs, where it says in the current draft applicant guidebook that if it's a Latin, Greek, or Cyrillic IDN, which is single character, then they are, you know, by default considered potentially confusable with single character ASCII TLDs, and a special special sort of justification would be required. So those were those were the three possible ways to address. I am not, you know, I think this particular document, the idea is to take all the possible ways and then put it out for public comment.
Edmund,
thoughts? Yeah.
Edmund, this is Bart. I think, as I said, I didn't read it before this call, but going over it and looking at some of the issues you mentioned, I think the way the issues will be addressed is primarily determined by whether it will be considered a CCTLD or a GTLD. So, say, my suggestion would be, say, that is the first issue, whether there could be a distinction or whether there should be a distinction between single character IDNCs or IDNCCTLDs and IDNGTLDs. As a first question, and flowing from that, you come into, say, like, for instance, the financial contribution, which is addressed quite differently in the new GTLD process or under the fast track or under the IDM PDP process.
Right.
And these
are... But regardless, the issue of being confusingly, confused with
that was my second step. So you have a set of issues that are the resolution of it will be predetermined by whether they're considered CCTLDs or IDN-CCTLDs or GTLDs. So you probably will have, say, for instance, possible confusion. You also have a set of issues which are common to both GTLDs and CCTLDs.
Right.
And what I would suggest is, if you look at this, is first try to distinguish between a set of issues which are common, and secondly, mm-hmm. a set of issues which are driven by this distinction.
Okay.
And it's probably it's reshaping, say, the what you've included here in this document, but that would be the first step, and that would also help the JIG to move forward as well, to really focus on the common issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it seems to me that number 2 and 3. May be somewhat separate, and number 1 and 4 are common. Issues themselves are common.
Yeah.
They are issues that need to be considered.
Yeah.
How it needs to be addressed for 1 and 4 may have to split, but for 2 and 3, for 1 and 4, they're
and that's
complete
really for something for the JIG to look into. Yeah.
Right.
And maybe some recommendations to the others, but that's up to the JIG. But say, as a first step, is say, look, we distinguish these, as a JIG, we distinguish these two sets of issues,
okay.
flowing from the identified issues.
Okay. Yep, I think that's a good approach. That makes it clearer for people when they consider. Yeah. Okay, I can definitely implement that structural change to the document. Back to the substance of issue 1, I wonder if anyone has any thoughts or additions to ways to address this particular issue of confusing with single character and actually two character ASCII TLDs, which are reserved. Okay. Hearing none. This is really a document to try to solicit more input. So, and did somebody want to speak?
I actually would like to ask you to repeat your question.
Repeat. Okay. No problem. So I was going through the issue number 1, and issue number 1 is the possible confusion with reserve single character ASCII TLD string. And we identified three ways to address it. One is so that we would, if it's similar, basically if it's visually similar with a single character or two character ASCII TLD, then that IDN TLD application would not be accepted. That's just regardless of whether it's CTLD or GTLD. Another type of policy could be that single character IDN TLDs are only allowed for certain types of scripts. This is a method that was used, a similar method was used in the IDN CCTLD fast track. So this is another way, you know, for example, we say only Chinese script or Korean and Korean script are allowed for a single character, for example, saying this approach, general approach. We could also have a combination approach, which is essentially what the applicant guidebook, the version 4 of applicant guidebook has taken, has used for two-character IDN TLDs, because two-character IDN TLDs also has a potential to confuse with two-character ASCII ones, which are CCTLDs. So combining the two, essentially saying that Latin, Greek, and Cyrillic, they are by default considered to be possible confusable, and we would anyone who want to apply for those would need extra justification. Otherwise, it's using the visual confusability test in saying that it cannot be visually confusable to reserved single character and two character ASCII strings. So those were the three items that we sort of touched on. Essentially, the underlying thing is that these are methods that were used in the new GTLD process already, or the IDN CCTLD fast track. The question was whether we have any other ways of addressing it.
Well, I think we would still need to, I mean, in the other comments section, there is a mention of even in the IDN CCTLD fast track, that the string must not be shorter than the two non-ASCII characters, and that is something that we would need to address in one way or another, because this is something, I mean, the CCTLD IDN PDP is in progress, and I wouldn't want this to be imposing on the IDN PDP of the CCNSO. So that's something a mechanism for dealing with that. I'm not saying that we should go one way or another, but I'm just saying that because since there is a CC, there is a statement that says that an IDN CCTLD string must not be shorter than two non-ASCII characters, and that's something, we would need to come up with a mechanism for dealing with that.
This is Bart, in my capacity of dealing with the IDM PDP. I could imagine that, the final output would be submitted as part of the part of the PDP. Until Cartagena, there will be a next draft, and knowing this is happening and knowing that Chris is the chair of the working group and I'm the issue manager of that policy development process. So whatever is the outcome with regard to one or single character would be used as input into the into the PDP.
That's good.
Okay. So I guess I can add that to other comments, because that doesn't quite... That's not the, addressing it. As you mentioned, we'll add that to the other comments. Cool. Jane, you wanted to say something. Hello? Jane, are you there? We can't hear you if you're trying to speak. Are you?
Hello.
Wait. Hello. Can hear you now.
Hello. Yep. Hello.
Yep. We can hear you.
Okay. Where am I? I think right now it sounds like to me, you know, we're mixing the issue, because for every issue we mentioned here, you know, we're mixing whether it's, you know, a CCTLD or a GTLD. I feel like we're confused, you know, by either we should, you know, differentiate them on every single issue you listed here or not.
Okay. Well, I guess that's when Bart mentioned that, you know, out of the four issues, and then one additional on top was really, you know, whether it's a CC issue. I mean, whether it needs to be dealt with differently between G and CC. Issue number one and number four, I think, are common. It doesn't really matter whether you're G or CC. You still have to address that, and the policy to address it needs to be consistent across CCTLDs and GTLDs. Number two,
yes,
and number three probably are issues that need to be dealt with, but may be dealt with differently between CCTLDs and GTLDs.
Yeah, agree. So, as Yam mentioned before, when we talk about issue one, actually, I'm not very clear, you know, what her concern is, but I think her concern is, you know, whether this single character policy will be confused with ASCII single character policy, right?
I guess Yum can add to this, but my impression was that she was trying to make sure that in the IDN CCPDP, you know, single characters could be considered, and perhaps input from this the discussion from this group can be input into the CCPDP. Is that?
Yeah, agree. But actually, current Bart, because I'm not in that PDP yet, so I'm not very sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. So far, there's no limitation on IDN CCPDP, right? No limitation of the length of the stream.
So what,
right?
We've done on this is Bart. What we've done until now, say we, as a starting point, we copied in some of the requirements of the fast track. This could be one, but this could change along the process. So in that sense, we're still at the, the major discussion until now focused whether or not to include Latin or not, and to keep the meaningfulness in place. And now we're going into the second phase more in detail, in whether it should be one string or one character string or not. But given the definition it is of what will be an IDN, it probably you could end up with a single character, but it's hard for me to imagine a meaningful representation of the name of a country in a single character.
My understanding is maybe it's possible. Like for Korean, maybe it's possible. But right now, my question is, right now, from, you know, policy level, there's no limitation on that, right? There's no limitation for CC, you know, for the string to be a CCTLD. No limitation on the number of the character, right?
Under the fast track, there is a restriction of at least two characters, as is in the document.
Right.
But under the overall policy, it's not addressed. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's still open. And we say, what is the outcome? And that, and Edmund is quite right. If you can be consistent across the line between GTLDs and CCTLDs, that would be very helpful on all respects.
Yeah.
And that's why I say distinguishing between those issue policy issues related to both and the other set of issues is probably the first step we the working group needs to go through.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So probably, you know, for even the issue one, probably is also, you know, probably need to be differentiated.
But the policy should be the same. I don't see how it would be differentiated. How it's implemented might be different. You know, where it's implemented might be different. Is for the CCTLD side, you might decide to implement it later on, both on the IDN CCTLD fast track and the CCTDP. I don't know whether it's possible to go back and change IDN CCTLD fast track. I'm just hypothetically saying.
May I make say in 2 weeks we're going to have another call.
Mm-hmm.
May I suggest that we try to restructure this and to separate the two as we just discussed, because I think there is a reasonable consensus about it to distinguish between the sets of common interest and between the sets of say that need to be dealt with separately, and restructure the document so it's clearer over the line and people have the chance to read it as well.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense.
And that we try to do it this week and send it out say a week in advance.
Mhm. Yeah, that's a good idea. It shouldn't take too long. You know, in a few days I'll be able to turn around and
yeah, and if you want to assist in it, just send it to me.
That would be great.
Yeah. And then at the same time try to include rework the schedule as well.
Right. So we're close to the hour.
Yeah, that's why.
Right now. I guess it might be useful for everyone that I quickly walk through the remainder of it so that you can have an idea of what's in the document. And then we'll go through the restructuring of the document into what CC and G and the common items. And then we'll come back and look at the items of substance in the 2 weeks call. So we talked about issue number one. I'll just quickly go through issue number two, three, and four. And number two is about the financial considerations. The main aspect of the issue is that what's brought up in Brussels is that single character may be considered premium real estate, and you know, maybe the special financial considerations application fee, or special ICANN fees, or some contention resolution mechanisms. What we talked about in Brussels again was for GTLDs. There is already an auction mechanism, and seems like that is a possible candidate for addressing the issue of financial consideration. On the CCTLD side, there is a consideration for that it has to be a meaningful representation, and once it is a meaningful representation of a country or territory, then it falls under, I guess, also GAC principles on this issue as well, which is that, you know, when there is a competing and confusingly similar situation, which creates a contention, which creates the concern for financial consideration, those are the items that need to be taken into consideration, and there's already a framework based on the GAC principles, at least based on those there is already a rough framework for addressing this issue, whether we should follow that. So that's item issue number two on the financial. Number three was the smaller pool of names. This is a little bit different from the consideration of financial because it, there the idea is that if there's fewer number of possible single character ID and TLDs, should there be a mechanism to a different kind of allocation, not financially driven, for example, not as financially driven. So on the CCTL on the GTLD side, that is, there is already a process for considering community priority. So if there's a community single character ID and GTLD, that already has a priority. So you know, that's again utilizing the existing new GTLD process that probably already takes care of it. That's one potential way to address it. On the CCTLE fast track and the CCTLE side, then the issue seems to be similar to the financial consideration part, because on the CCTLE world, a little bit different from the G, that those two items, financial and the community item, is already considered together, and so the same framework could be used. So those are possible. And again, as Bart mentioned, number two and three, probably the way to address the issue may be quite different between CCTLD and GTLD. So we'll structure it out as separate than item number item one and four. So number four is another common item, which is that because it's a relatively shorter string, it's easier for users to make mistake, and then that mistake leading to landing on another TLD and another domain and another single character ID and TLD. So on the GTLD side, there's I dug up a number of items that already is in the new GTLD policy for addressing confusingly similar strings, and there are a number of ways to handle it, including abusive type of usage, and I mentioned potentially typo squatting. You know, if a TLD is really targeted as a typo squat for another single character ID and TLD, then that's definitely a way to stop it. And I guess for the similarly on the IDN CCTLD fast track, there's also a string confusion and contention module. So you know, those are some of which are similar, basically the document argues whether those are appropriate ways to address the issue. And the issue is a common one because and it probably should be dealt with in a somewhat common way in terms of confusable, at least visually confusable TLDs. So we're at 9 o'clock right now, and I think what Bart mentioned makes a lot of sense. We'll restructure it, let everyone have a longer period of time to take a look at it before we come back. Does anyone have any thoughts, just initial feedback on some of the things before we restructure the item and the document and continue further the discussion? Hearing none and a ringing phone.
Yeah, that's me. Sorry.
That would be an alarm clock for us to wrap the meeting.
Hi, this is Ahmad. Have a comment on while we're discussing number four, which is a relatively shorter string and maybe which makes it easier to perhaps make a mistake. I'm wondering whether it's also relevant to make it more generic and perhaps also include usability of single character TLDs versus longer strings. And you know, I'm thinking about from a user perspective, from application perspective, where we have autocomplete kind of options and some other auto detection for web addresses, which automatically make URLs light blue color and things like that. Whether there is going to be an impact, I'm not sure at this time. But there, whether there may be a usability kind of angle also associated with a single letter TLDs, which may be different from multiple character TLDs.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good item. And in fact, that probably should be a separate issue, maybe issue number, a sixth issue, because we Bart identified a fifth. I'll renumber it anyway. I'll have to renumber it because we're restructuring it. But I think that sounds like a sixth item, which is usability of the single character TLD, as you mentioned.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, but I was also thinking it could be sort of the more generic version of 4. So 4 can be subsumed in this particular issue.
Because it seems to me like it's quite different. Because what you talked about usability, to me seems like directing much more towards universal acceptance of TLD. Because right now we have the issue of long TLDs. If we introduce short TLDs, we might have an issue in that as well, and applications or certain filters would consider them differently. Like in the case of long TLDs, anything beyond 3 characters might be considered something illegitimate, right?
Right.
So, but the single character that may be maybe a typo of a single character might lead to something else is, I think it seems to me there's a distinction between the two.
Sure. So I'm okay with that as well.
Okay. All right. We're a few minutes over. I guess that will be a wrap. Jane, did you want to add anything before we close? You're probably back on mute.
Edmund,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so I guess we'll wrap here, and thank you everyone for taking time. And I think we had pretty good progress today. We'll turn around the document this week and continue to push
Edmund?
Forward.
Edmund,
sorry, yes.
When is the next call?
Next call would be 2 weeks away.
Okay.
Edmund?
Same time, so it's biweekly. Yes.
Okay.
I actually wanted to make a comment. I was on mute, and I didn't know how to get off. I wanted to add a comment to issue number 3.
Yeah.
In addition to the fact that it could be considered from a uniqueness point of view, if we're going to say that the single characters are shorter and the resource, there is a limited resource, issue with the single character, then are we going to say that similar kind of principle could apply to 2 characters or 3 characters? I mean, through 2 characters versus 3 characters and so on. So I think that's something that we would need to address. Why are we saying this just for the single characters and not for the 2 characters versus 3 characters and so on?
No, that's a very good point. That's actually a very, very good observation. So 2 characters should be different than 3, 3 different than 4, 4 different than 5.
I mean, are we going to say that? Are we just going to mention the single
character? Right. Yeah, I think this is a good item to include in other comments. sort of by
right.
making sure, you know, people understand that this is not something, you know, special in a way.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
We'll send things to the list, and we'll talk again in 2 weeks.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye.